Health experts have renewed calls for a tax on sugary drinks, and they're pushing for junk food to be banned from schools and sports venues. Now, these calls are part of a 47-point plan. There might be too many points in that plan. Developed by a group of nutrition and policy experts from 53 different organisations. Now, the plan comes as figures show nearly two-thirds of Aussie adults and one in four children are, in fact, overweight or obese. The Federal Health Minister, Greg Hunt, has already ruled out a tax on sugar, arguing it'll increase the family grocery bill. But despite opposition to the proposal, the idea of a sugar tax is brought up time and time again by health experts, and pressure seems to be building on state and federal governments to do something about it. Darren Hinch, independent senator, believes a sugar tax would be unfair and unworkable, and he's on the line. Darren Hinch, Senator Hinch, good afternoon.
Mr. Fordham, good afternoon.
You're not buying the sugar tax?
No, I'm not buying the sugar tax, especially over the weekend. I saw one professor saying it would have to be 30 or 40% to make it punitive, the way that the taxes on cigarettes are. And I don't know, how do you enforce it? And where's the fairness here? I mean, I was at a restaurant yesterday where they had a big sugary platter of desserts. I didn't have any because I'm on a mini version of Peter Fitz's diet at the moment. So, but should they be charged? Should they be hit with it as well? It's like the way it angers me when they go about the, as you just mentioned, your introduction about junk food. Now, I think, yes, get rid of it for out of school tuck shops, but ban it at sporting events? You mean you can't have a pie and chips at the MCG on grand final day? It's just, it won't happen.
Sure. When you step into the servo or the corner store, though, now, and you look in those fridges, and yes, I know that there's a couple of rows of water there that people can buy, but the rest of it, from the fruit juices to the energy drinks to the soft drinks, all of it is packed full of sugar. It's killing us.
I think it's terrible that people use so much of it. I mean, you look at even your buns at fast food hamburger places, they put sugar in to sweeten the buns, which is, to me, seems stupid. But how do you? I don't think you can enforce it, and I just don't think it would work. I don't think it just shows some self control. And when you see fat parents in supermarkets, and you look down and see what they put in their box, in their trolley rather, and then see the size of their kids, you think, well, like you see, like mum, like daughter.
So you say show some self control. You don't think there's anything that we can do at a federal or a state level to try and sway the way that we're acting at the moment?
Well, no, I don't. And I think that I think David Kosh came up with a good idea this morning. He says maybe we could make it better for kids, get kids out, for especially families not quite so well off, to maybe make it tax deductible for your kids' sporting registrations. Mm. You know, because it costs a fortune to sign up for your kids for netball or football or whatever these days. Make that a tax deduction. Try and encourage kids to get out more. I mean, I know when we were kids, you go and just play in the park. Now it's dangerous to play in the park and all that sort of stuff. But I do agree, though, in cleaning up tuck shops. I think you shouldn't have, all sweets and stuff like that in tuck shops.
I bet you would have gone through plenty of creaming sodas and similar drinks when you were a kid. I can just picture it.
Oh, no, actually, we didn't have any money, so we didn't have that stuff. We had orange cordial. Remember that stuff?
Well, that's true.
Just cordial. You didn't have bought stuff or fizzy drinks.
No.
Just orange cordial.
And if you're really ahead of the pack, as our cousins were, they had a soda stream and you'd make the soft drink yourself.
Oh, that's true. I had a soda stream as an adult. I thought that was fantastic, actually. Like the Alka-Seltzer sort of thing. It was a soft drink. You put juice in it. But look, I know their heart's in the right place to try and get us fit because people are overweight and Peter Fitz and others are right about the dangers of sugar and cut back on it and lose some weight. But I just don't think it's going to work.
All right. Nice to talk to you.
And you.
Senator Darren Hinch joining us on the program. What would you do? What can you do? Or do you agree with Darren that there's nothing you can do at a government level to do something about what we're putting inside our bodies and particularly what young people are putting inside their bodies? And I'm the last person to single out the youth when it comes to any of these type of issues, but they are different when it comes to their consumption of soft drink. And that's been going on for probably 15 years or so, and probably due to the size of the soft drinks. That was the major game changer. When I was a kid, you only had cans of soft drink. That was it. And then they started making the bottles, and then they had the 600ml bottles. And some kids got into the habit of spending every afternoon downing a 600ml bottle of Coke. What's it doing to your insides?